Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, man, I swear. Rico.
If it ain't Strick, it's Rico.
It's just Rico. He can't handle success of his Knicks.
Anyway, one game in one series. Man.
That's New York Knicks, man. They're like Cowboy fans. Anyways.
They're probably the same people.
Yeah, just dressed up different.
Yeah.
Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. DP is traveling back from Supernova's call last night. We're Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Grease, a butcher shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill in Lancaster County, Lincoln, Nebraska. Coming at you live, 1040 O Street, beautiful day outside with about 70 degrees and about 70 mile an hour winds, but that's the way we roll in extended spring here in Nebraska. Plenty to talk about. NBA playoffs is in full effect. You know, Denver Nuggets are backed into a corner. They are on the ropes. I don't think they're down, but they're not out. And then the New York Knicks, as we talked about reluctantly and have heard for the last 10 minutes from Rico, pulled away from the Pacers last night, even with Reggie Miller in the building. We got Joel Klatt, who is probably emerged as one of the top football analysts and respected views throughout the landscape of college football, came out with his post-spring top 25. Nebraska, I think, was at 22. People were mad that they were a spot or two ahead of Iowa. We'll look into that. And then got Husker recruiting news. I think they got their eyes on a 2025 quarterback, what that would mean if they get a commitment from him and what that tells you about Nebraska potentially, I guess, moving forward, which is you always got to recruit. You always got to get commits. And then they, you know, had been on the road, I think, to a couple of places to see. I know at least they saw Brandon Mulberry's son. You know, me and Brandon played together. Son is a two-way player up there at Miller North. Plays defensive end, linebacker. I think he can play both. But I think if somebody gets their hands on him as a true outside linebacker boy, he's a explosive athlete. And then Lofton, the tight end, probably going to be a tight end, 6'6", 215, 225 up there, Millard South, and a couple other guys as well. So they've been on the beaten path. And Austin, correct me if I'm wrong, is it the assistant coaches can recruit now? Or
Matt Rhule is not allowed on the road, but all the assistants have been. Yeah.
What's funny about these rules? It's the dumbest thing ever. It's like, it's either you can recruit or not. You know what I mean? Like, just, yeah. if it's a recruiting time, just let the coaches recruit. If it's not, then you can't. We got a staff of, is it 10 or 11 full-time guys?
You can have 10 on-field coaches.
Okay, 10 on-field coaches, and that's going to be potentially unlimited based on the articles that read or came across a week or so ago. But you got 10, so it's like, all right, 9 of you guys can go out there and recruit. Head coach, the guy that runs everything, stay home. I'm sure they have a reason that in their mind that works for them. It doesn't seem logical. You know, but it, either way, the Nebraska's been active like they've always been active, and the whole staff was up there in the metro area. So, got plenty to talk about. Got a short segment here after a great crossover with Eastrick. You know, look, NBA playoffs are in effect. The touch on it, if Denver loses, if Denver is not in there, I think this could be a great thing for the NBA to have a new champion. I think Denver, kind of like Joker, he could probably be the MVP every year. Denver probably was the odds-on favorite. I'm surprised that they're getting beat this bad. Now, I do think they're a team kind of like UConn. When they're playing on all cylinders and they're playing the right opponents, they're hard to beat. But when you have the ultimate equalizer and you have a team that's led by a GM that built this team, that built the Timberwolves, he has their kryptonite. He knows the intel of the players. He knows their weaknesses. So this is the perfect matchup for the Timberwolves. And like I said yesterday, Ant-Man and the Timberwolves felt like they should have won it last year. Mm-hmm. And they have a legitimate argument. They probably were too young, not mature enough. Now you're seeing a team that's hyper-focused and not backing down from the defending NBA champions.
And it's good that...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stop in and save big money on your next outdoor lumber project now at Menards. Menards has the largest selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and decking, and it's easy to load in our outdoor lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store or on Menards.com. Check out our weekly flyer for more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
They're not backing down. I am with you in that I think the NBA needs some fresh blood. Not that I have anything particular against Denver, but to see Minnesota really bring defense back in vogue,
I think it's great.
That's fun to watch. And I'm glad you brought up UConn, because I think a lot of people would say that, you know, Denver and UConn are just the well-oiled machines on offense, do enough on defense. What I'm seeing from Minnesota is what UConn did to Purdue in the national championship.
Yeah, exactly.
One-on-one on Joker, deny everyone else, don't give them easy shots around the perimeter. And whereas UConn had a lot of guys that could go get a bucket when needed, Minnesota's got five guys on the court at all times that can prevent a bucket. Long, rangy,
athletic,
disruptive,
tough.
All across the floor for 94 feet.
Yeah.
I am excited to see just how far Minnesota can carry this defense first train, which is funny because they're still leading the playoffs in points per game scored as well.
Yeah, I think the defense, I think the emphasis on defense is been de-emphasized, if that's the word, for so long that it's catching people by storm. And it was like, holy crap, they're actually playing defense. They're actually playing basketball. Mm-hmm. And the reason why Anthony Edwards has ascended to the top dog is because he doesn't play friend basketball. He's a competitor. He's not soft. He has an old school mentality where he's coming to take and earn everything that he's getting. And that's why he looks so different. That's why when you see him and you see him talking junk to other people, he's not backing down. Whereas I think, you know, with a lot of these guys that, you know, play in the NBA, superstars as well, you know, they compete, but it's more like AAU. Like they're in the off season, that, you know, they're down in Mexico or Cancun or whatever, you know, drinking or whatever. Hey, you know what? In a year or two, when your contract's up, don't re-sign with Toronto, Chris Bosh. We'll all go to Miami, and how about that, D-Wade? Mm-hmm. And that's how they form these teams versus Anthony Edwards just goes and grinds it out, and he's there to play basketball, and he's trying to carve his own path. So what they are doing as a franchise is just what Anthony Edwards is doing, and that's why it looks so different, but it's actually how basketball should be played. And at, in UConn, that's how basketball should be played. And what UConn is doing is so different than, say, Kentucky, a lot of ways, North Carolina, Duke, just based on Shire not having the veteran presence, and all these other schools like Illinois and all them that we think, like, okay, they can beat UConn, and Creighton has beat them at times. Here's what they're doing. They're defending the hell out of you. They're going to play. They can get a – they got five guys that can shoot, do whatever they need to do. They got more than four or five. Mm-hmm. They actually got eight. And then when it comes down to it, they have a coach that's a gym rat and a film nut, and then he has players that have all bought in, and they're going to execute whatever set that they need at special times to 100 percentile. And they're not – so – they're the closest thing to being unstoppable until they stop themselves. Mm. And the only way they can stop themselves is you get guys that get big headed, they get selfish, or they lose focus. And so, and really, when you're up there in Storrs, Connecticut, there ain't nothing for you to lose focus at, because come wintertime or when it's basketball time, they snowed in. So at the end of the day, you could play only PlayStation 5 so long, and then you got to be in the gym. Mm-hmm. And so it's the perfect situation for it. Now, granted, it'll go in cycles. We've seen it with Florida when they had their 2-year run or went back to back and stuff like that. And we've seen it with some other teams, Villanova, when they had their run and they just really got derailed by Jay Wright, but retiring. But, you know, we'll see. And, you know, and oh, also we got a texter here before we go to break. Money G in Kansas. He said, coaches in Great Bend, Kansas, visiting with sophomore Ian Primer today, Money G. Hey, the 500-mile radius is for real. So look, that's part of recruiting, and that's what, you know, they signed up to do. They know their work's not done, and you constantly got to recruit, and you constantly got to develop. There is no time off for football programs or coaches. So look, spring ball's done. The players that are on the team have to be under the tutelage of the weight staff and all that to get better, and the coaches got to go out there and keep adding to the ingredients or, you know, spreading the brand. So business as usual, but our business is going to be taking a break right here. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about Joel Klatt here. We're going to probably dive into this probably two big segments. Joel Klatt had his top 25 after spring. Obviously, a Big Ten team is number one. Nebraska's there pulling up the rear at 22. And we're going to talk about everybody in between and behind and who's left out. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.